Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the line now, the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250, and if you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus. Trey, would you care to weigh in on the hole-in-one question?
Absolutely, guys. First of all, great to be back with you. I almost had a hole-in-one today. Closest I've ever come. I lipped
really?
Out from 180 yards. So if there's ever a ball that you hit off the tee and it goes into the cup, that's a hole-in-one. There is no debate. You took one stroke to get from the tee to the cup. End of discussion.
How about the timing here? This happened to you today, and here we are talking about this random thing. Pretty good.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. It's like the Bills offense when they're all on cylinders. It's the beauty of it.
Everybody knows where everybody else is going. Yes. Well, we watched. I mean, that Bills-Dolphins game was incredible, but it's being talked about still, Trey, for the obvious reason of Tua's condition and last night, the nightmare scenario there. How do you see this one?
Listen, guys, we can talk about how the Bills lost that game when they had 90 plays to 39 and held the ball for over 40 minutes, which I just do not understand. But you're right. The bigger issue in the NFL is what's going on with Tua. Look, I want to be clear about this. I don't care what they ruled him as having or not having on Sunday. I saw him hit by Matt Milano. I saw his head whip back against the turf. I then saw him get up and shake his head and then touch his head and then fall to the ground. I did not see him touch his back. I did not see him touch his neck. So when he was originally ruled out of that game, they said it was a head injury. And then miraculously, somehow, it became a back injury. That was a concussion. I don't care what anyone says. Tua was concussed there. And then for him to go play 4 days later is awful. It's a terrible look and optic for the NFL. And then when he hit his head the second time, he immediately went into what's called fencing pose, which is a non-voluntary neurological movement when your brainstem is altered that you put your hands sort of up to try and protect your face and neck area. It was very reminiscent of something that happened to Tom Savage when he was the Texans quarterback in 2017 against the Niners in a game. And in that game, Tom was allowed to come back into the game as well when we had the independent neurological expert at the stadium. So this is not the first time that this has been failed by the people in charge of caretaking for the players.
So the way forward, like how do you, I mean, it's early in the going here, and I'm not asking you to tell us definitively what's going to happen here, but what do you think will something meaningful come of this?
I really hope so, because it's up to the coaching staff and, quite frankly, the independent neurologist expert to protect the players from themselves. Like, what Tua did on the field is not considered, according to the NFL protocols, part of what would be a concussion symptom. And I think that's absurd. Like, how can you look at him when he's walking like he's drunk and he's hit his head? You've seen the head whip. Like, the head whip is there. It's not that, that's not a debatable fact. I'm not taking any shots at Matt Milano in any way, shape, or form, but when he fell, his head whipped and hit the ground. That, how you cannot say, okay, that's a symptom of a concussion and we need to look at that. That is something that is easily fixable.
You'd only want to not call that a concussion symptom if you wanted to sort of slip away from the point, you know. You'd only want to do that if you had some other motive that wasn't trying to do best for the players. Well, the Dolphins, the Dolphins did take the AFC East lead there. They made a statement in winning that game. Now, who knows with them because of the status of their quarterback? But like, just quickly, if you would, Trey, on them, like, are they really good for you, or are they just kind of a fluke, or in between?
I think they're somewhat fluky. I mean, let's be honest. As we said, they played the Bills. The Bills ran 90 plays to 39. They had the ball for over 40 minutes and 20 seconds. Like, you don't, 99 times out of 100, you don't win that game. And then it was the week before in the Ravens game where they needed a 21-point fourth quarter comeback to take down the Baltimore Ravens, who just decided to let Tyreek Hill run behind their secondary freely. So, look, for all this posturing about this team might be good and this team might be good, let's be honest about it. It's going to be the Bills and Chiefs when it's all said and done. They are by far the two best teams in the AFC, and they both tried to give away games on Sunday. You guys know what happened in with Buffalo and Miami. I was at the Colts-Chiefs game, and like the Chiefs were literally begging the Colts to take this game for all their mistakes. A muffed punt, another punt that they couldn't locate, four points lost in the kicking game, a ridiculous fake field goal attempt on 4th and 11. Hey, crazy thought. If I'm going for it on 4th down, I'm going to put Patrick Mahomes in the game. Travis Kelce dropping what would have been, you know, a game-clinching touchdown. And then when they had sacked Matt Ryan to essentially end the game, Chris Jones gets a 15-yard penalty, which allows the drives to continue. The Bills gave that game away to Miami. The Chiefs gave that game away to Indy. The Bills and Chiefs, to me, are still the best two teams in the AFC by a wide margin.
What do you think about both teams this week? Bills in Baltimore, Chiefs in Tampa, Bills, Baltimore first.
Yeah, I'll be actually in Baltimore for that game for Caesar Sports, so we're really looking forward to it. Here's the thing you need to know about the Bills, okay? They either beat the crap out of you or they lose. They have won 20 straight games by double digits. You have to go back to the 1941-42 Bears to find a streak like that anywhere in the NFL. The 1941-42 Bears. So if the Bills are going to win, they're going to beat up on you or they're going to lose. I think the Bills are in good shape in this game. I think they're angry from the way they gave away that game against the Dolphins, and I don't think they're going to do that 2 weeks in a row. The Chiefs-Bucks game is interesting on a myriad of levels, but we uncovered this at Caesar Sports. For whatever reason, Andy Reid, as a head coach in Philadelphia and in Kansas City, whenever he's taking on the number one scoring offense in the NFL, they're 9-2. Averaging over 26 points per game against the number one scoring defense. Keep in mind, this is a Bucs defense that's giving up 9 points per game. The Tampa Bay offense continues to be lost, and I think the Chiefs are a little saucy and angry about what happened in Indianapolis. I expect both these teams, the Chiefs and the Bills, to win on Sunday.
Do you think the 1942 Bears could beat the current Bears? Maybe, like, I don't know. That doesn't really...
Today,
yeah, that doesn't really work.
You'd
have to.
I do.
That's right. The actual guys from that team. I mean, the Bears are 2-1, and so is Denver, and that makes me angry. I want to sue Denver, Trey, because they're just it's so bad. I get mad watching them.
Well, not only that, but like the Bears and Giants both have winning records, and I think they're both terrible.
Giants
like, I'm
too.
Sorry.
Yep.
You know, Daniel Jones was the number one pick in 2019. And he was beaten by Cooper Rush, who didn't make the big mistake, and Daniel Jones did. And by the way, real quickly on this Bears-Giants game, it's kind of hilarious. Remember, these are the two teams that were involved in the trade in the 2021 draft, where the Bears moved up to get Justin Fields, and the Giants then picked Kadarius Toney, who's out for this week. Mm-hmm. Kadarius Toney has 2 receptions this year for 0 yards, and Justin Fields is currently last in attempts, completions, completion percentage, passer rating, and interception percentage. So nobody has won this trade yet.
Wow.
Nobody.
Wow. Yeah, I guess not. All right, interesting week ahead for sure. Monday night, Rams 49ers. One more. How about that? Because you've got Garoppolo in there now and San Francisco losing that game to Denver. Not great, but are they good enough to win here?
Well, it's interesting. In the regular season, the Niners, if they don't own the Rams, they're leasing them with an option to buy. They've won 5 straight meetings against the Rams in the regular season, and weirdly, the only thing that flipped that was the NFC Championship game this past playoff season, where the Niners actually had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter And if Jaquiski Tartt catches an arm punt from Matthew Stafford as an interception, the ball game's over. So the Rams have not figured out the Kyle Shanahan offense yet. But I tell you, God, Jimmy looked terrible in that loss to Denver. To your point about Denver, they looked terrible, and Jimmy looked worse. This game is weird on so many levels. Like, the Rams should probably win, but they cannot beat the 49ers in the regular season.
I think they're missing a downfield threat. I mean, Beckham did a lot for them, and that Robinson isn't really doing that for them. So, I don't know. Their offense might be different this year. Very good, Trey. Well, have fun in Baltimore. It's going to be wet.
Yeah, it's going to be a little it's not a day to be on the field. It's a good day to be inside watching it from somewhere else, and that's where I plan to be, but we'll have a good time.
That's better. That's
solid
good.
Play. All right, buddy.
Thanks, Trey.
Can I just say real quickly, that Monday night game we went to Buffalo was amazing. Like, it was such an experience. It was off the charts good, and the good folks in Western New York and the Bills Mafia were just tremendous.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Should have thought to ask you. Very good.
Glad to hear that. And, hey, you know, real quick, thank you for tweeting the Norm highlights from Cheers yesterday.
That
probably would have showed up in my feed some way or another, but it came from you, and it brought lots of smiles to me and lots of my followers. So, like, it was a solid play.
One of my favorite of those clips was, "What's going on, Norm?" He goes, "Nuts, what's going in, Norm?" And that'll be a beer. It's just the greatest.
Yep. Thank you, Trey.
All right, guys, talk to you soon.
That was the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250, and if you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21+.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.